My name is Joe Gillis. I'm a family doc by training. I work, I have a office in Yarmouth. I have see patients through my family medicine clinic. I also work shifts in the ER. I do hospitalist, and I am medical site lead for Yarmouth Regional Hospital. I can't imagine a better, stronger foundation within the province because they've so supportive for what we do, for the not just what we do as physicians, but the whole hospital does to support patients. They're always, it's always a can-do attitude. And so the radiothon, I think I was here when it started, is just a way to bring the community together to really focus on some of the work that's happening sometimes behind the scenes. But perhaps moreover, I think it's just a really nice event for people to celebrate what we're what's happening within the community and within the hospital for the community. I think it's a nice event to recognize some of the physicians and staff who are doing some really great things behind the scenes to really further patient care within Southwest Nova, because this isn't just for Yarmouth. This is everywhere from Shelburne to Digby. And so it's a really nice uplifting event, and the community, since I've been here and since I've been part of it, has really supported it to the point that it's a really nice feather in our cap, I guess, as a community for what we're doing here. You know, we had a recent announcement for a new ER that's coming, which is really, really exciting for all of us, again, from Shelburne to Digby, because it allows us to really point to some new equipment and new infrastructure, new building to really hang your hat on for other nurses and staff and physicians to say, look, this is what we're doing here. This is some cool stuff. We have the support of the foundation and via the radiothon. This therefore supported the community, and so it's really exciting and enticing for people to come and join us as a community member, as a parent, as a husband, as a son-in-law, and as somebody who works here. Your health is great when it's good, and when it's not, that's when you need others. And so we don't always appreciate when that is going to happen or how it's going to happen. And so knowing that we can, that we have support, the support of the community, and that the community supports us, and knowing that, you know, we may need healthcare at some point if we don't right now. But certainly almost all of us in this community probably know somebody or has somebody who needs the healthcare system, and certainly the hospital. So, supporting it monetarily, voluntarily, however, it is really important, not just for doctors and nurses, but really for the community as a whole.